Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Sirica McManigan is with me here on the line today because Sirica is an Irish bride due to get married abroad in 4 months' time. Sirica, what happened?
Hi, thanks so much for having us. But basically what happened was last Friday on the 22nd of May, the wedding planner that we were using in Tenerife sent an email to say that they were filing for insolvency. And then all communication cut. So we were completely left in the dark. Thankfully, there's been loads of other brides. Well, unfortunately, there's been loads of other brides also impacted by this. And we've banded together. And then even the people, like different wedding planners and vendors in Tenerife, have really come together to try and support us. So
this is a wedding. This is a wedding planner that you and your partner or your fiance had engaged in Tenerife, obviously, to organise the big day, which was due to happen when.
So the 19th of September is the date that is set, and we felt like we did everything right. She was 12 years in business. She had glowing reviews, and then we actually met her 3 times in person.
So then, of course, it comes to the contract negotiation or the deciding about what you're going to use or what vendors you're going to go for, the money talk, all of that happens. You and your partner had handed over, Sirica, a very substantial amount of money.
Yeah, so we've been saving incredibly hard for the last 2 years. And what really attracted us to this wedding planner is I'm actually a celiac, and she was able to customise a menu for us to make it all gluten-free. And there's certain members of my family as well that are celiac, so this worked out really well. Mm. And so she set up a payment schedule. She said she would handle all of the vendors for us. So it really took the stress out of wedding planning. I'm sure every bride and groom can relate to this. And we, over the course of the 2 years, sent her €26,090. We can account for €1,000 of that money. We did confirm on only Monday that the venue we had booked had a deposit of €1,000, but nothing else.
Okay, so there's €25,090, and that's obviously the money for, you know, whether it be the florists, and I know you've sent us in some screenshots of the different things that were paid for, or DJs and the meal and the whole lot that goes with that. And you received this email from the company abroad in Spain and Tenerife just last week to say that they were filing for insolvency.
Yes, and as far as we're aware, that hasn't been done yet. So we're just in this weird limbo of trying, and this is the reason as well that I'm reaching out to so many people. We're trying to find more people that have been affected by this, because there's an amazing group that we've put together to share resources, to share knowledge, just to try and make some sense of this, and to also offer and support those to know that they're not alone in this, that there is almost like more than 30 of us now that have come together. So we're here to offer you support as well.
Bring me back to last week, Sirica, and you know, you check your emails and you're thinking now, you know, it's 4 month countdown to the big day. You're getting excited. I'm sure the family and friends and everybody are talking to you about flights and accommodation and the whole lot and the trip and the dresses and what everybody's going to wear. And you look at your email, I'm sure wildly unexpectedly, to get the email from the wedding planner to say, I regret to inform you that that they've informed the commercial court of Santa Cruz de Tenerife that we will file for insolvency.
Yeah, so I actually that morning had been looking up flower girl dresses. So my brother, his little girl is going to be our flower girl. And I was in that full planning mode. Like, today I'm going to get the bridesmaids dresses. And it was just pure, like, at first you don't want to believe this. You're like, this can't be real. This can't be happening.
You must have died when you opened that email.
Just the heart sinks, you know, and I thought my partner had got it. He was just finishing his last exam, and I rang him, and he was like, what are you talking about? And I had to tell him, and that was just, yeah, a lot of tears. And thankfully, he's an amazing human, and thank God I'm marrying the right person, because we've really come together, divided, and tried to figure out what we can do. together, you know.
When you tried to make contact then with the wedding planner and with the company, have you had any luck over the past 6 days?
No, completely gone. Everything's gone. All their social media gone. You can have like a WhatsApp business account. Everything is closed. We obviously replied straight away going, what does this mean? Do you know, is there any vendors you can give us, that kind of stuff? And nothing. No one's got anything from them either. So it just seems to be like just gone.
But for you and for your partner, it's over €25,000. That you've handed over, now hasn't been paid to the vendors that you and your partner had understood were booked for your big day on the 19th of September, with the exception of the actual wedding venue. So can the wedding go ahead, Circa?
So I am absolutely determined, because all of our family and friends have paid for flights and accommodation and everything else. And I have linked in with a new wedding planner. She is wonderful. But you know yourself, trying to fund a wedding again in 4 months.
Oh my God, it's a life savings.
Exactly. Like, it's incredibly difficult. So we're just trying to do the best we can and try and figure out a plan. I consider us, quote unquote, the lucky ones, because some of the brides, their weddings are this week. There's a bride that has a wedding today June and throughout August as well. Yeah. So
since you spoke about this in your social media account, and as I said, you've sent us on some of the different correspondence that you've had with the wedding planners, and we too here at Lunchtime Live have made contact with them and asked them if they'd like to join us on the programme today. And if we've any further updates on that, we'll certainly bring that to you, Circa. But other Irish brides have got in touch with you too, haven't they?
Yes. So we have brides from Germany. We have a bride as well that's based in Hong Kong. So it seems to be wider, certainly, than just us. And we have about 5, 6, 7 kind of brides now, but we're finding more of them. And if anyone has been affected, please, please, please get in touch. And we'll get you added to the group, and we can let you know what we know for the moment.
1800 453 106 is the number. Circa, stay with us for a moment, because I think we've another bride. Ella is with us on the line as well today. Ella, good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you doing, Ella? I understand you too are affected in the same way as Circa.
Yeah, absolutely devastated. And it's just so upsetting to understand that there's so many brides in the same situation as us.
Is your wedding next week?
My wedding is the 6th of June. Yeah, next Saturday.
So what's going to happen?
And I've been literally, well, we've managed to sort of sort everything out, but we've had to pay it all again. It's been absolutely awful, obviously. As Saoirse has just said, it's literally the same as situation as what she is. We received the email and then we've literally had nothing. Like, the social media is all gone. The lawyers that we've been in contact with has said that she's not filed for insolvency yet. So the fact that she's put that out, that she is filing for insolvency when she isn't, is not great. No one wants to help us, basically. We've been on the phone to the bank, the fraud system in the UK, and it's just been a nightmare for all of us brides, because, but at least we've got all each other.
Because I presume you got the same email as Circa, did you, to say that came from the office at Weddings in Tenerife, to say that we regret to inform you that Weddings in Tenerife SL has informed the Commercial Court of Santa Cruz to Tenerife that we will file for insolvency as soon as our lawyers has prepared the necessary documents. Once the court admits the filing, you'll receive formal notification from the court with instructions for submitting claims. And it's a long and, you know, lengthy email that goes on with some advice and advisory. But I take it you too had no such luck when you tried to then get back in contact with them.
Absolutely no luck. Yeah, we've tried everything. Emails, phone calls, even phone calls to her personal number and everything. And there's literally nothing that we can get hold of her on. And obviously, it's such a heartbreaking feeling when you open that message, especially when my wedding day was 15 days away when I opened that. It's now only 9 days away. And we've sort of slowly managed to get everything back together. But as you can imagine, we've had to spend another €8,000 on top of what we already have spent, which quite frankly, we didn't have because we've spent our life savings on this beautiful
wedding.
Sure,
who has a spare €8,000, you know, 10 days out from trying to organise a wedding abroad? Yeah. And I assume, not to pry, Ella, but I presume you probably had paid over something similar to Circa initially, had you?
So we spent €16,000, so not as much. We haven't got as many guests going out.
Still a huge amount of money.
So it's still a lot. Yeah, exactly. And the only thing that was paid was our venue. We paid for a photographer, we paid for cake, we paid for catering, decor, florist. None of that was paid for. We've had to find all of that ourselves. And obviously, when you're in a different country and you're not out there to be able to go and do everything, it's a completely different situation. It's so hard, the language barrier and everything. It's been a nightmare, but we've managed, hopefully. And we still have a wedding day, but it just won't be the way we thought it was going to be.
And your family and friends are all planning to go out, so next week. What did you say, the 5th of June, is it? Next Saturday, isn't it? The 6th?
It's next Saturday, the 6th. So we're flying out on Tuesday, most of our guests.
And these are all new vendors that you had to basically employ for the day.
We didn't even have a list of suppliers. She didn't even give us that. We kept asking. She's like, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow never came, basically. And you just trust someone. Like when they've been in business for 10 years in Tenerife and they've got a good reputation, you just automatically trust someone. We met her twice in person. She seems so genuine and lovely.
And then,
honestly,
of course, you get the...
And situation.
It is very upsetting and for whatever reasons. And, you know, often happens, companies seek insolvency and I'm sure, you know, yourself and Circa will be hoping to get the details of what and when and why through their legal representation in due course. But for you and for your family, Ellie, you're heading over on Tuesday. The wedding is going ahead. You managed to scramble together the remaining funds to allow this wedding, you know, to go ahead. But I'm sure, God, the stress of this, you must be up to 90.
Honestly, I didn't stop crying the whole day on Friday, and my partner had to come home from work just to try and set everything out. It's been emotional and financial stress. And I don't think she realised how much this was going to impact people. And she must have been planning it for a long time because I booked my wedding in January 2025 and nothing was booked.
And look, and as I said, we don't know the details of what or how or what actually happened, but I presume as you know, obviously insolvency is thought through the commercial court in Spain, the details of that will emerge in due course. Circa, you're trying to scramble your money together to go ahead for the wedding. A listener has suggested, would you think about maybe doing a GoFundMe? You know, the people, would be...
Yeah. People have approached, I think Ella's the same, like people have approached us with this suggestion. I feel so bad because there's so many amazing causes out there. And while we would be really appreciative, I feel some kind of way about taking someone else's hard-earned money to resolve this. Do you know what I mean? In terms of, I would just like my money back from Claire. As the best solution, you know. And if there are anyone, I know we've had amazing celebrants reach out to us and offer their services for free. If anyone wants to do that, I'll definitely share their information in the group. So if you want to do that instead, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, look, and it does very clearly say in the email that both you and Ella received, and I'm reading it here, and you know, the email in front of me at the moment, to say that once the court admits the filing, you will receive formal notification from the mercantile court with instructions for submitting claims. So, you know, I can understand for both yourself and Ella, for, as I said, whatever the reasons of the submission for insolvency, that, you know, you obviously hope that that something will come to pass from that. But for you, Circa, the wedding is going to go ahead. It's going to happen in the same venue. There'll be different vendors, but I'm sure, like Ella, it'll be a fabulous day when you get there.
Yeah, and I think I can totally relate. It won't look the way that we had envisaged and planned, because again, we were planning this for 2 years. But I know that my family, my friends, they're so good to us that we'll party twice as hard and make sure of it, you know. Yeah. But it just means, you know, the other side, that you're paying off God, a wedding even, again, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I can't even begin, you know, to imagine how difficult that must be in terms of even getting the money in the first place to get married and go abroad, but then to have to do it, you know, pay for it a second time over so soon in the weeks and the months leading up to it. Are you excited at all, Ella, about next week, or has the whole thing been just tarnished?
Mixed reviews, basically. I'm mixed feelings. I'm really looking forward to actually being in Tenerife and being with all our family and friends. We've sort of come to a positive, is when are we ever going to be on holiday with all of our closest family and friends
true.
Again?
That's
we're
true.
Never going to. So we're just going to make the most of it and try to be, exactly. We're looking at the positives as much as we can.
But, and you should.
Yeah, we are excited. We sort of think there's an end in sight, but until we get there, we just won't know.
Yeah. It'll make for some wedding speech, Circa, won't it?
Oh, it will. We've already started to write it, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's sort of therapy, you know, to get it out there. And look, Ella, we'll be celebrating for you as well.
Yeah.
You have all of us behind you.
For other brides maybe tuned in, Circa, to yourself and Ella today, that are maybe planning to get abroad and have unfortunately too received that email. I know you've set up a group to deal with, to try and deal with the company in Spain, but where can they reach yourself, or how can they go about doing that?
So I'm Ireland Foodie on Instagram, if you just want to send me a DM there, and we'll kind of have a chat and make sure that it is the right wedding planner and all the rest of us that they were in contact with. And then once we've confirmed that, the process will begin that they get added in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, I hope, Ella, you have a fabulous day next Saturday, despite all of the difficulties.
We're both on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, you're on TikTok as well. Did I hear you right there, Ella? You can
hear, both of us have put videos about it as well. So if you see one of them and you want to reach out,
you can do so. You can do so through your TikTok. Ella Hudson and Circa McManigan. Listen, thanks a million to you both for getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live today and sharing your story with us. Can you just imagine? Like, imagine sitting down a week before your wedding or 2 weeks before the wedding to open up an email to say, I'm sorry, we've filed for insolvency and legal representation will be in touch with you in due course. I mean, like, it is such an awful situation to find yourself in, no question about it. As you can probably imagine, huge number of people getting in touch to just say, my God, I'm thinking of Circa, thinking of Ella. Really, really hope you do both get to enjoy your day. If you want to get in touch with us or share your own story, email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. We have contacted, I should say as well, the company in question, Weddings in Tenerife. We've invited them to the programme. We've asked them for a statement. If we get all of that, we'll most certainly bring that to you here on Lunchtime Live as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.